Hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos Tashir, where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are here in Season 5 with the commentary of the Sforno and the notes of Rabbi Pelkovitz. We have a couple of more weeks getting through the last parts of Chapter 5 and then Chapter 6, and hopefully we'll make it through to the end of the school year. We are in Perek Hey, Mishnah Chet, Chapter 5, Paragraph 8. So let's see, talking about the number 7. Shiva mini poranios ban la'olam al shiva gufe avera. 7 kinds of punishment come to the world for 7 kinds of transgressions. Miksasan, ma'asran, miksasan, ain't ma'asran. If some people tithe, then other people do not. Ra'av shel batzora spa, a famine caused by lack of rain ensues. Miksan revim, miksasan seveim. Some go hungry and others are satisfied. Gamru shelo la'asa, ra'av shel mahuma, v'shel batzora spa. If all decided not to tithe, to give their master, to give their charity, what happens? Rav shel mahuma v'shel batzora spa. Then you have the general famine caused by both armbands and drought ensues. We don't want any of these things to happen, but if people go about doing these kind of things, that's what happens from Hashem. V'shelo litol asachal, if people don't take the challah, don't take off the aspect of the bread of the dough. Rav shel kalaya ba, if they don't take off that challah, a famine caused by destructive drought ensues. Dever bala alam, pestilence comes to the world, plague comes to the world. Amisos ha'amuras batorah shalo nimsiru lebezdin. Death, causes that are mentioned by the Torah. You know, if you want to avoid these things, do good things. But pestilence comes to the world for the death penalties prescribed by the Torah that are not carried out by the court. Ve al peroshavios, and for illegally using the fruits of the sabbatical year, the Shemitah year. Cherav bala alam, the sword of war comes to the world. Al inoy hadin vel ivus hadin vel hamorim batorah shelo kehalacha. The sword of war comes to the world for the delay of justice, for the messing up of justice, the perversion of justice, and for interpreting the Torah decision in opposition to Jewish law, in opposition to the halacha. Chaya ra'a ba'la olam, wild beasts come upon the world, al shivul shav, for vain oaths, ve'al chilul Hashem, for desecrating God's name. Galus ba'la olam, al ovde avodah zarah, exile comes to the world for people involving themselves in idolatry, serving other gods. There's only one God, Hashem, the King Himself. Don't serve anything else. V'al gilui arayos, for immorality, immoral relationships. V'al shvichas damim, and for bloodshed. V'al shemitas ha'aretz, and for working the earth during the sabbatical year. So there's many things, many aspects that could come to the world for many things wrong. If you avoid doing wrong as much as you can, then hopefully there'll be only good things in the world. The Tana lists 7 kinds of punishment, which fall into 3 categories: famine, pestilence, and the sword of war, wild beasts, and exile. He also mentions 7 kinds of transgressions, and these are sins associated with tithes, sins associated with law and justice, the sin of desecrating God's name, the sin of idolatry, the sin of immorality, the sin of bloodshed, the sins related to the Shemitah year. He teaches us that for the transgression in the area of tithes, of giving miser, giving charity of your product, depending upon its degree, the punishment will be 1 of 3 kinds of famine, the reverse of what Hashem promises when one tithes and does maser properly, which with great blessing, as it is written, Haviu is called a maser v'arikosi, lachem baracha ad b'li dai. Bring all the tithes and I'll pour out for you blessing immeasurable, as Malachi points out. For the sin of depriving the court of the power to dispense justice, which often happens due to the violent pressure of the families of those sentenced to death or those guilty of violating the laws of the sabbatical year, pestilence occurs, that is written, Ve'im ha'aleim yalimu ima aretz es eneihim min ha'ish ha'hu ve'samti ani es panai ba'ish ha'hu ve'vishpachto. If the people of the land avert their eyes from that man, then I shall set my face upon that man and his family, from Vayikra. For the sin of delaying justice, perverting justice, distorting Torah decisions, all these being sins of those who grasp the Torah, the punishment of the sword will come, as it says, Cherev no chemis nekam bris, a sword avenging the vengeance of a covenant. For the sin of desecrating Hashem's name, including the sin of vain oaths, for both come about due to diminution of the recognition and knowledge of the greatness of God, the Blessed One. The punishment comes through wild beasts who also lack knowledge of Allah. Chalak la babina, they have not been granted understanding, as Eof points out. As for the sin of idolatry, violating the Shemitah year, both reflect a denial of Hashem's governance of the earth, as it says, Ki li ha'aretz ki gerim v'so shavim atem imadi. The land is mine, you are sojourners and residents with me, from Vayikra. Therefore, the punishment is that those who deny this will be cast out from his land and go into exile, as is written, Lo yeshu ba'aretz Hashem, they shall not dwell in Hashem's land. similarly for the sin of immorality and bloodshed, which erode and undermine society and the social order, the punishment will be exile. It says, Velosa ki ha'arz eschem, this land will not disgorge you. From Vayikra, and is written, Ki yadam hu yachanif es ha'aretz, for the blood will bring guilt upon the land. From Numbers, from Bamidbar. The Sforno separates, the notes point out, the punishments listed by the Tana into three major categories and then proceeds to explain how these punishments fit the seven transgressions enumerated in the Mishnah. Tithing, Maaser, evokes Hashem's heavenly blessings and well-being for Israel. Hence, the failure to tithe brings in its wake various kinds and degrees of famine, three of which are enumerated by the Tana. A just society enjoys God's protection from pestilence and the sword, but the erosion of the legal system through intimidation of judges, miscarriage of justice and justice deferred results in man's vulnerability, allowing pestilence and the sword to descend upon the community. Since the punishment fits the crime, and in divine reckoning, measure for measure is the norm, when man rejects Hashem and no longer knows him, manifesting his desecration of his name and taking his name in vain, the vehicle of retribution chosen by Hashem will also be those who are devoid of knowledge and understanding, namely the wild beasts. Israel's security in the land of Israel is dependent on God's providence and protection, which was removed when the people violate the three cardinal sins of idolatry, murder, and immorality. The failure to observe the Shemitah year demonstrates that the nation does not recognize Hashem's mastery over it or ownership of Israel, of Eretz Israel. Hence, they are cast out and exiled from Hashem's land. So we have to do what we can to make sure we do goodness in the world, following in the different mitzvos of the earth, the mitzvos of the life, being involved in doing tzedakah, doing chesed, doing Torah learning, making sure that we give our maaser, making sure we give out judgment in the land, making sure we give out punishment to those who need it, not having misplaced compassion, which was a major problem, especially with Shaul HaMelech, letting Agag live even that one day, and Amalek came from him. Making sure that we have people are fed, making sure that we have the right things and going according to halacha, making sure we don't say Hashem's name in the wrong way, making sure we don't swear falsely, we don't desecrate God's name, not making sure to be involved in bad things, but making sure to be involved in good things. And maybe by that way, the whole world would be much better and much more peaceful, and only good things will be coming about every single day. Join us next time as we talk about four periods when pestilence increases here on the TTPA, and I'm your host, Tani.